You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First one to talk to you today is Veronica. Hello, Veronica.
Hey, girl. Hey.
How are you guys?
Highlight of your weekend. What was it?
Oh, golfing with my husband for Father's Day.
Where'd you go?
We went to City Park. It's a beautiful new course. Love it.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, yeah. They were going through a whole bunch of stuff with that course, right? Like they were going to close it or something?
Yeah, they closed it for a couple of years, and it reopened in 21 or 20. During COVID, it opened, and it's gorgeous. From the patio of the restaurant and the clubhouse there, it's just, you can see the city skyline and the mountains. It's just gorgeous.
Oh, beautiful.
Did you hit them straight?
Well, no.
All right.
But I got a par in there, so that was nice.
Hey, good for you. Did you do a little happy dance on the green?
Absolutely. You can hear me screeching for a ways, actually.
Yeah, that's great. How long have you been playing golf?
Oh, gosh. I've been playing since I was young, but in the last few years, I barely take it up again, just about 2 or 3 years.
That's good. Yeah, get outside
a
little bit.
It's a good walk, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, even if you ride a cart, honestly, half the time you have to ride or walk some of the
different
holes anyway. So it's wonderful.
I used to, when I'm a cart guy, and I haven't played golf in a long time, but I would always be the passenger. So, you know, most people like to drive the cart, but I was like, let me just grab two or three of my clubs and you go and I'll see you there. Because I like the walking part of it.
Yeah, I do that too. So, but then again, sometimes my husband prefers the walking part, so I'm the one driving.
So everyone turns around and the cart's like 150 yards back. And you're like, ah, geez. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like
what
a nice
do you do for a living, Veronica?
I'm a nanny. I take care of a little guy.
We're big with nannies. We have a lot of nannies that call in and listen to us.
Yeah.
Are you doing your nanny action today then?
Yeah, I just took him to his camp. He has a camp. So I am only a nanny for about 4 hours a day.
Well, what an easy gig then.
It's nice. It's pretty convenient for me.
What's his camp?
It's just a day camp. He just goes for a little bit and he hangs out and it's pool and activities and crafts and things.
All right, good. Gives you time to practice your putting.
I wish.
I just saw a news story this morning for parents putting kids into camp. The average is about $87 a day to keep them busy all summer long. That adds up.
Is that a lot?
Yeah.
I guess it's a lot.
I feel like it is.
Whew. Yeah, not cheap. And then to boot, have to pay me to take them there and take care of them for
free. Right. I mean, that's, what, $435 a week?
Yeah, right? It's expensive.
Oh, my God.
It was 4 weeks, so you're at $1,700.
$1,700.
Do that
times
for
2 months?
3 months, let's say. $5,200 just to keep your kids busy for the summer.
Man.
So, yes, that is a lot. And then, Veronica's fat stack of cash that she's milking off you.
Oh, man.
Milking.
Yeah, a little bit. You don't have much going on today, it sounds like. I'm only doing it for 4 hours.
But you're talking to us.
He is my top priority.
Right.
Sure.
Right. When he's around, it sounds like.
I'm a little bothered that we're not your top priority, but that's okay. Fine. Listen, you're a good sport. You ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. For everyone who's on hold, don't hang up, even if Veronica gets it, because we still want to talk to everybody. Your letter... We tried this one the other day, couldn't get a winner. Let's try it again. It's not that hard. Your letter is Z, as in the last letter of the alphabet, Veronica, Z. Give us five words that begin with the letter Z. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Zebra, zucchini, zamboni, zephyr.
Zephyr's a good one. And you know what? You're a winner!
That's Zooper.
That's really well done.
Well done.
Zephyr. Man, that's fantastic.
I wasn't even thinking
used
that
to be the baseball team here in the Mile High City, Denver Zephyrs.
That's right.
There you go. Bonus points for that, right?
Bonus points for Veronica. Listen, if you will stand by, Josh is going to tell you all about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you.
Who's next? Who's been holding the longest? Caitlin and then Jackie. Hi, Caitlin. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, highlight of your weekend.
I bought a new house and I moved into it.
Hey!
Congrats.
Where is this house? What part of town?
It's in Aurora, like southeast Aurora.
What's your favorite part about the new house?
I finally have a backyard for my two huge dogs.
Baby got backyard.
Mm. Yep.
Right on.
I'm super excited.
That's great.
So what, you come from like a townhome or something?
Yeah, we were in a townhome in a different part of Aurora.
Mm-hmm. That's all huge right. When you go from that to having a nice yard.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, we're super excited.
Your dogs thank you, too. They're like, thank you very much.
Yeah.
But then there's all the maintenance.
Oh, dog turds everywhere.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Especially if they're giant dogs.
Oh, yeah. What kind of dogs?
One's a German Shepherd mix, and the other's a Black Lab mix.
Oh, massive turd.
Big poops.
Oh, yeah.
Poop.
Big poops. And barking, keeping your neighbors awake at night and everything.
Oh, man, they hate you. They hate you living in that neighborhood.
Yeah,
now.
They're going to wish you moved right back out again. Well, congratulations. Is the move? You still have a bunch of stuff in boxes?
Yes, our house is a complete disaster, but we're slowly getting there.
Mm-hmm. You know what would be funny is to see if, you know, come Christmas time, so like 6 months from now, isn't that funny to think? It's 6 months from now.
Yeah, sneaking up.
How many boxes you still have in various places around the house?
Oh, gosh.
And you can always tell, like, the boxes where you were, like, really good and excited about packing at first because they're really labeled nicely. You know what's in them. Knives, pants, shirts. And then by the end, you're just throwing crap in boxes and it just says, like, stuff on the side.
Mm-hmm. So true.
You get
That's
so
what
tired.
I feel like we're at right now.
You're in the stuff boxes.
Oh, man. Yeah, and then if a few months goes by and you open a box looking for one thing and you see something else, you're like, oh, my God, I forgot all
there
about
it is.
This.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot I had this.
There's the Instapot.
You know, it was pretty funny. When I was a kid, my dad was military, so for 2 years we lived overseas. We lived in northern Italy. And our stuff got moved over there, moved back, but there were some things that were just put in storage for the 2 years. And it was funny as a kid to come back. Now, as an adult, you know, 2 years is not like that long a time. But when you're a kid, 2 years is a big, significant portion of your life. And to be reunited with stuff, and you're like, oh my God, I forgot all about
Papa,
this toy.
Papa, he sent me baseball glove, Papa.
It was fantastic.
These are my comic books, Mama.
Oh. It was like a whole giant Christmas again for a kid.
Yes,
because these
I bet.
Big boxes show up at our house in Michigan where we ended up then. And it's like stuff that I hadn't seen in a couple of years. I was like, oh, be still my heart.
Yeah.
That's
cute.
For you. Did you buy this house or are you renting it?
We bought it, yep.
Good for you.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hooray, debt.
Debt for the rest of my life.
Long time.
It's going to seem like it, yeah. What do you do for a living, Caitlin?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, I'm glad you got the summer to get all your moving stuff done then. You timed it well.
We waited till the summer to do it.
Oh, that's good.
Very good.
Listen, we have really enjoyed talking with you. I'm glad you had a good weekend. Congratulations on your new place. And thank you for listening to your boys in the morning.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye. I love our listeners. Here's Jackie, who's been patiently holding. Jackie, what are you doing?
I am working in the backyard.
Okay.
What are you doing back there?
Scooping poop?
No. Cleaning up for a baseball party.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
We got word over the weekend that there has been so many practices and games canceled because of the rain for our baseball season that we might be getting a refund. Partial refund. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I know.
Still got to go and play some games, though, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah. What was the highlight of your weekend, Jackie?
Definitely racing.
Can you explain
My
that?
Yes. my grandsons race the Bandoleros. They raced at Cheyenne this weekend, but and they also race at Colorado National Speedway. So.
But what are
they racing?
So vehicles of some sort, I take it?
Yeah, they're called Bandoleros. There's like a scale size down, race car, real race car.
Like a little go-kart, kind
of. Yeah, you're doing this thing called the curse of knowledge where you know all about something. And so
what the hell's a Bandolero?
We don't know what any of this means, but, okay, so they're vehicles and
I'll
your grandsons race them.
Yeah, they're just like a small car, a smaller version of like a Camaro or something. You know, they look like that.
Those are called Hot Wheels or something.
Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
They're Bandoleros.
Okay, I'm looking at them. They look
like Bandoleros, Jeremy.
Duh.
Don't make fun of them.
They look like legitimate race cars, but with like little kids standing next to them. That looks extremely dangerous.
Oh, no, it's not dangerous.
How
it's
fast
fun.
Do they go?
Probably about 50.
Well, they're in like little fire protectant suits. I mean,
how old are your grandsons?
Yeah. One's 13 and one's 11. They've been racing since they were.
What a hell of a hobby, 10. Though. How cool is this?
11 years
this
old
cool.
And be racing some vehicles at 50 miles per hour?
So, what do these little cars cost?
About $7,000.
Dang.
So, I'll just put this out there. If anybody wants to sponsor their cars, we can always.
Would you do a Dom and Jeremy car?
Yeah.
How much would you charge us to sponsor your vehicle?
$7,000.
Depends what part of the car you want your name on.
On the butt.
All over it.
We want it on the butt.
All over it.
All over? Probably $1,000.
Did you just pull that out of your butt? It sounds like you did. I'll just say $1,000. What if it should be like 150?
Well,
these are 11-year-olds. I'm not like sponsoring some NASCAR
what if
driver.
Dom and I each pitched in like $25. What can we get for that? We get names on the side?
Sure. Just because it's you guys.
Hey, I'm thinking about it.
I'm not
it,
believing then. A word Jackie says. She sounds like she's
there's
making all of this up.
There's thousands of spectators there. Thousands. There's like It'd my our, son drives the figure eights there, so they're
they
like,
won't be able to see it.
I was
going to
say, it'll
be
like on the
enough.
Side, but it'll be like size 14 font.
Yeah,
Times
right.
New
nobody's
Roman.
Nobody's going to see it.
Hey,
you could put it on the back of the car, and it should say, Dom and Jeremy are kicking your butt. So,
yes.
For the cars that are trailing them.
Ooh, that'd be perfect.
Are these kids any good? Do they win the races?
Yeah, this last weekend, the Trophy Dash, the 13-year-old won first, and then in the main events, they both won third. So,
what do you get for first place?
They just get a medal there at Cheyenne, and then they got a
That's
trophy
it?
For... Yeah, I know. It's okay.
No cash?
Who gets the prize money?
No, there is
There's
no
money.
There's no money.
There's no money.
They get a stupid
Even the people
trophy.
Who sponsor the vehicles don't get any money?
I hate that.
No.
I'm going to have to start my own league.
You're investing $10,000 in these things? There better be some cash.
For a trophy that costs $1.86? What?
I'd get out of this event immediately.
The car. There's gas.
Yeah, they need to
tires
quit.
And,
That's what I'm saying. You're paying... To do all of this, and you don't get anything
and
for
thousands
it.
Of spectators, you said? I mean, pull a little cash out of that.
Where does all the money go?
For the sponsor or what?
No, in general.
For just the money in general. If you're not paying the car owners or the drivers or anything, who gets all the money?
Well, there's a whole bunch of classes there. Like, my son drives the figure eights up there, too. And then there's, late models, trucks, there's all different. They just had the monster truck show there.
But you're not answering our question. You got thousands of spectators.
It.
They are all paying, $10 to get in? How much do they pay to get in?
I think 25.
Whoa.
25. So you could have $25,000 to $50,000 in gate receipts. Who gets that money?
They do pay out the other league, the other divisions is all I'm saying. They do pay them. Just not us.
Oh, okay.
Just
All
not
right.
you.
All right. Just
well,
not the kids.
Sucks.
Kids get screwed over.
I know.
If I'm the kids, I go
free
on strike.
Happy Meal coupon or something? Something.
There you go. Send a message in.
Well, we're just looking out for you, Jackie. That's all. We just want you to get what you got coming. A kid won first place and he got a trophy.
We'll talk about scraping $50 together, though, okay? See what we can do.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it for sure.
We'll talk about it, and then Jeremy will do it, and I'll be like... It'll just be the Jeremy.
Just put my name on the back, Jeremy. And people are like, who's that? Like, I don't know.
I'll sponsor a chair at the bar at Elway's or something like that. So that's what I'll sponsor.
All right, yeah. Jackie. Yeah, all right.
Jackie is not having fun with us, but that's okay. What do you do for a living?
I'll bet you've never had anybody call in that does this, but I... own my own business, and I have, it's newspaper delivery. I manage like 60 people that deliver the newspapers.
That sounds like a very lucrative career.
No, we definitely have had people call in who deliver newspapers. There's just not too many of them anymore.
Yeah, this is great. You're in a very booming industry.
The newspaper industry.
Well, I deliver sometimes too, but I own the business that, you know, all the people deliver for me.
How many people get newspapers anymore?
There's still a lot. It's just the older generation, of course.
Well, what happens when they all croak? Then what are you going to do?
Exactly. That's why we're losing them. Then I'm going to have to get a different job or get sponsors for the race cars or something.
Yeah. Well, it's always something in life, isn't it, Jackie?
Yeah, I've been there 40 years, so it's just easy.
Do you personally get the newspaper?
Yes.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say no.
Nah. I knew you were.
Nah. Oh, so you're lying?
No, I read it at the warehouse. I don't get it delivered to my house.
Right.
No. She doesn't pay for it.
She's like, I'm not doing that.
She gets a free paper.
Exactly.
They throw her a bone. They're like, here, you're throwing a, was it the Denver Post or what paper is it?
Yeah, we deliver Denver Post and Wall Street Journal, USA Today, New York Times. We deliver a lot of them.
Wow. Okay, gotcha. All right. I say, here, have a Wall Street Journal.
On us.
Yeah.
I like you, Jackie. You're delightful.
You are good. You know what? You're a good sport. You let us beat you up really well, and you just came right back. You're the best. Thank you for being on the show with us, okay?
You guys are the best. I love listening to you every morning.
Oh, we love you.
Hug it out.
So much. You go have a great day now, okay?
You too.
Bye. Thanks.